and sin. So being dead in trespasses and sin, you have no understanding of God. You don't know God. But he first loved us, even when we were in sin. Amen. And then he had quickened us who were dead in trespasses and sin, made us alive. Praise God. Made us alive to the salvation. Amen. And to the liberty that God has given us. He set us free. And the scripture was used in Psalms 107. My mother used this wonderful scripture. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endure forever. Give thanks. That means praise God, as we're understanding that praise is power. Amen. Praise gives us, praise is a weapon. As my wife said, praise is a weapon. And we use that praise, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So what does praise does? It breaks through, come on, the atmosphere. It pulls down the strongholds. Amen. And it begins to set us free, that we may worship God in spirit and in truth. That there's no hold, there's no bars, there's no holding back. Praise God. But we go forward and it says, let the redeemed say so. Praise God. So when we're free, you're able to worship God. You're able to have a testimony. Let the redeemed say so. That is a testimony in your mouth. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life even unto the death. Who did they overcome? God has given us power over all the power of the enemy. And it says, let the redeemed say so. Who has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy? Who has redeemed us? And Brother Edward began to show a man who was redeemed by the word of the Lord from the hand of the enemy. Praise God. He says, your sins, rise up and walk. Your sins have been forgiven. What a redemption story. How long that man was in palsy, to have four men had to break up the rooftop to bring him down and could not walk. But there was a redeemer that was there. Hallelujah. Come on. And your and my redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord, he heard that word. He heard the redeeming word. Hallelujah. And he began to loose. Hallelujah. He began to break free and stand up, take up his bed. Hallelujah. And you know, you got to know when he took up his bed, he went shouting. Hallelujah. And leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. And the word tells us, go to Isaiah chapter 61. What did Christ do? Our Redeemer that has delivered us, our Redeemer that has brought us out of darkness into his wonderful, marvelous light. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. He's redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. He says, the Spirit, verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Hallelujah. And we know Isaiah spoke this, but this was just the prophetic word of what Christ would do when he entered into the synagogue. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He had fulfilled the scriptures that was spoken of him. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. Come on, to preach good tidings unto the meek. Preach what? That's as Brother Edward said, healing. It's the healing word, good tidings. It's the healing word of God, to preach healing to the meek or to the poor in spirit. He's come to preach the gospel, the good news. What a wonderful word we have in Jesus. And it says, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. You see, the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. He was Christ was speaking to the brokenhearted. He knew that they did not understand who he was. He was the Savior of the world. Praise God. And so he come to bind up the brokenhearted. David said, I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Did my mother conceive me? How are we brokenhearted? Because of sin. Hallelujah. Sin has tore us from the salvation of God. But Christ come to bind up the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. He said, a broken spirit and a contrite heart he will not despise. Hallelujah. And he bind up the brokenhearted to proclaim. Come on. There's a proclamation go out. A proclamation. This word of God is a proclamation to the saints of God, to the people of God, that the Christ has come, hallelujah, to give life and life more abundantly. Christ has come to set the captive free. It said to proclaim liberty to the captive. He put an end to sin, and he brought the captive. He set the captive free. He says to proclaim liberty to the captive and open the prison to them that are bound. We've been bound by sin. We've been bound by the hand of the enemy. But praise God, he has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. He broken the bars asunder. Hallelujah. He opened the prison doors and he set the captive free. He led captivity captive. Hallelujah. And he gave gift to men. As Brother Edwards preached those gifts, the fivefold ministry, the apostle that represents the hand of God. Amen. He gave gift to men to bring us into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Hallelujah. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Praise God. And he says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. And how does he comfort us? He comforts us by the Comforter. He said, I will send you the Comforter who will lead you in all truth. The Holy Spirit that begins to comfort our heart. Amen. When we're in a time of need, he is our present help in the time of need. He set us free. He brought at liberty the captive, that you and I will open up our mouths and praise God. You and I can worship God. Amen. Let the redeemed say so. Hallelujah. That he brought me out. Hallelujah. And he saved my soul. He healed me from all manner of disease. Praise God. He delivered me from bondage of my mind. He set me at free. Praise God. That I can now open up my mouth and worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. He came up to bind the brokenhearted. Praise God. And comfort all who mourn. Praise God. And the scripture tells us, let's hold your finger there. And there's a scripture in Isaiah chapter 32. He says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance, to comfort all who mourn. And it says in chapter 32, verse 1, behold, the king shall reign in righteousness. And we know that king is Jesus Christ. He shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind. Come on, here's the comfort that he's given us. A man shall be a hiding place. Jesus Christ is that man. Hallelujah. And a covert from the tempest. That's the tempest that goes, the waves of the world that flow that flow to and fro. Amen. As a river in a dry place. He's the river in the dry place. As the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. That weary land is the world. But he's the shadow of a great rock because he is the rock. Amen. He brings the comfort. And he said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Hallelujah. He's the rock, the shadow of a rock in the weary land. And he brought us to the water brook. Amen. And we read the chapter of 23 of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. Come on, I shall not want. Hallelujah. Because he's our shepherd and our comforter. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. He leadeth me. Let's go there. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. He leadeth me besides the still waters. Hallelujah. Come on. The waters in a weary land. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth. Come on. Here's the comfort. He restoreth my soul. The word of God comfort us. It restores us. It brings us to the water that we may drink and live. Amen. The washing of the water by the word. and we begin to be refreshed and be revived by this word of God that we receive. He leadeth me beside the still water. Come on. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through this valley, come on, of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Come on, thy rod and thy staff, come on, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Hallelujah. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a comforter. Come on. What a comforter we have in Jesus. Amen. He's come to bind up that brokenhearted, to comfort all who mourn. Amen. And to bring your scripture back to Isaiah 61, verse 3. To appoint unto them them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. He makes all things beautiful. He came to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Come on. You're mourning in Zion right now. Amen. This is a house of mourning. Amen. And we're here to mourn, and he comforts all who mourns. But in that time of mourning, in that time, come on, though weeping endure it for a night, joy cometh in the morning. Come on, hallelujah. Though we go through right now, but we're in Zion. In him we live and move and have our being. We mourn in Zion. But what is he doing inside of you? Hallelujah. He's strengthening you with might in the inner man. Hallelujah. He's clothing you with his divine nature. He's giving you the robe of righteousness. He's giving you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. He says to give them give them beauty for ashes, the oil for joy for mourning. Come on. There's a joy in your heart. And with joy, we draw from the well of salvation. Hallelujah. With joy, we draw from the water of the well, and we go from strength to strength. Amen. From glory to glory, even as by the Spirit. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's why you're here. That's why you're able to praise him, because he delivered you from the hand of the enemy, and he clothed you with himself. And now you have a new garment. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. So you have a new garment, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And you walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. That they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And go forward. Just go forward and go to verse 10. Amen. Go to verse 10. That garment. What is God doing? Giving us the garment. Garments of praise. Garments of joy. Amen. He's anointed our heads with oil. Praise God. And that's why we're able to worship him and say, for he is good and his mercies endure forever. Come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, because he has delivered me from the hand of the enemy, and he hath clothed me with a new garment. He's given me beauty for ashes, glory for all of my shame. Hallelujah. It says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Come on, that's a great rejoice. That's a high praise. As my mom talked about, the high praises, come on, of God. Praise God means hallelujah. That means it's the highest praise. I will greatly rejoice, for he is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. I feel God. It says, my soul shall be joyful in my God. Come on. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and my spirit do magnify the God, my Savior. Come on. It's your soul that God, that why you praise him while you have your being, while you have your soul. Come on. Your soul will rejoice. Your soul will greatly praise him. Hallelujah. Come on. It's deep down within, because that's where the change is at. Come on. That's where the beauty lies. That's where the treasure is. You have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence, that the excellency may be of God and not of us. Hallelujah. It's the joy that's bubbling down inside of you that begins to bust up, that begins to go up. Come on. It's inside of you as a well springing up into everlasting life. Hallelujah. It says, for he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. Hallelujah. He has covered me, woo, with the robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. Come on. That is the armor of God. That's the clothes. That's the robe of righteousness. That is the divine nature of God, wherein he's given us great and precious promises, that by these we may be partakers of the divine nature of God. He has clothed us with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh herself with ornaments. That means the bridegroom has made herself ready. Come on. The bride was beautiful all within. Hallelujah. Come on. She was fitly clothed with the garments of Christ. Hallelujah. It says, as a bridegroom decketh herself. As a bridegroom decketh herself. Go back. It says, and as a bride adorned herself, her with jewels. See, it's the jewels. It's the treasure. You are the treasure of God. Hallelujah. That's why you have something to praise God about. Because what he has done for you. Hallelujah. What he has clothed you with. Hallelujah. He's clothed you with good things. He said, I will withhold no good thing for them, to them that love me. Hallelujah. And it says, verse 11, for the earth bringeth forth her bud, as the garden calls the things that are sown in to spring forth. Come on. As you see it springing forth outside, it bringeth forth the bud. Come on. You know that the rains have been coming. The seasons have been going. But the flower's still blooming. Come on. The flower's still blooming. Come on. And he's the lily of the valley. Come on. The rose of Sharon. The bright and morning star. Hallelujah. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes things that are sown in to it to spring forth. God has a garden. You are God's garden. Hallelujah. And he planted the seed word inside of you that may be able to spring forth, and you bear much fruit. Hallelujah. For the master. And he says, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise. Come on. Woo! Come on. Come on. You're not hearing me. It said, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. Hallelujah. He will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth. Come on. Before all nations. He's clothed you with the robe of righteousness. Come on. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And that, my God, will begin to explode in your heart, and the praise will begin to come out. God will cause the righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. Come on. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. On the highest. Praise him with psalms and timbals. Hallelujah. Praise him with the strings, 10 strings of your hand. Praise him. Hallelujah. Come on, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. He will bring forth righteousness and praise before all the nation. Hallelujah. Because we are to be the praise of him. We are to be, hallelujah, the praise of our God. It's you. It's what God put inside of you. He put a song in your heart. Hallelujah. So sing unto him with a new song. Hallelujah. Sing unto him in all the earth. Come on. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And sing unto the Lord all the earth. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise clap. Let's give him glory. We thank God. Woo! We praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.